Jacob Locke. He was a pastor in the early 1800s, and he helped establish the Glasgow Baptist Church. He will be portrayed by Gary Bewley. And we have James G. Hardy, who was a lieutenant governor of Kentucky, who is from Barron County, and lived in Glasgow at the time that he was elected to office. And he actually died in office during that time. He also was a member of the Know Nothing Party, little known fact. And David, the next character we have is quite interesting. His name is David Richardson. He was a Revolutionary War, and he also served in the War of 1812. He was a veteran of those wars. And during the Civil War, he would go to the gate at Fort Williams and greet the Union soldiers as they came into the fort to report for duty. So that's and he will be Brian Pack will be portraying Mr. Richardson, and he will tell stories of the Civil War. And on back up here, I don't think I mentioned that Greg Houchins will be portraying Mr. Hardy. So then we have, from around the turn of the century, around 1900, Arthur Croc was a famous journalist. He actually lived in Glasgow around the turn of the century with his parents, who were the Morrises, and they actually had a store right on the corner of the square and was very involved. So he wrote a book called Myself When Young, and the first 9 chapters are a very detailed description of Glasgow, of him growing up as a young boy in Glasgow around that time period. So it gives a little glimpse into what life was like at that time. And then Sherry Mansfield will be playing her grandmother, Addie Barber Curd. Now, she was an African-American woman who lived during the time of Jim Crow. This is an important story to tell as well, as she will be telling what it was like to do business with and some of the businesses that were on the square, and then some of the businesses that the African American community had as well. And Glasgow was actually listed in the Green Book, so if you know about that, that of course was a travel guide for African Americans during the Jim Crow era. So that's a great story too. And then McLean Lessenberry will be portraying her great aunt, Lois Howard Gray. Now, Lois's father was Dr. Howard, who made a big impact here, helped bring in the tuberculosis hospital here.